I Spy by C.M. Ewan, read by John Hopkins.
For my mum, Susan Ewan, with love and thanks. BBC News. Helsinki hotel bombing. British couple killed in attack named as Malcolm and Alice West. A British couple killed in Friday's bombing outside the Majestic Grand Hotel in Helsinki have been named as Malcolm and Alice West from Cambridge. Mr. West, 73, a retired professor of architecture, and Mrs. West, 65, a former primary school secretary, were among 11 people killed in the suspected terrorist attack. Their son, Mark, told the BBC he was speaking to his parents via video call when a nearby taxi exploded. His parents had been waiting in the taxi queue at the time of the incident. Speaking on behalf of his brother and sister, he paid tribute to his parents, whom he said had been in Helsinki to celebrate their recent retirements. Mum and Dad were truly special. They had a zest for life, a passion for work, and total dedication to their family. They will leave a huge void in our lives, and we're all devastated by our loss. At this very painful time, we would request that our privacy is fully respected.
6 years later. Chapter 1. I spy with my little eye something beginning with...
My daughter, Molly, scrunched up her face and peered around the Eurostar security hall in the Gare du Nord train station in Paris. Only just 4 years old, her tawny hair in bunches, Molly was rocking her favourite aqua Moana t-shirt over a pint-sized pair of leggings and glittery training shoes. I squeezed by her and made a grab for a couple of empty plastic trays, slapping them down next to the conveyor belt that was feeding into the scanning machine. The queue for customs and passport control had been hectic, and people were fractious. Sweat dribbled down my temple as my heart thumped with a mixture of adrenaline and stress. It had been my bad idea to leave going up the Eiffel Tower until our last morning in the city. I hadn't anticipated how big the crowds would be, or how long it would take us to get back to our hotel afterwards to collect our stuff. I should have paid for a taxi to take us to the train station. The metro had been delayed, then packed, and I'd been forced to lug our suitcases up 2 flights of escalators that hadn't been working before ending up at the back of a long line at the Eurostar ticket gates. We weren't late, but we were cutting it close, and travel made me uneasy at the best of times. Slipping my backpack off my shoulders, I added it to one of the plastic trays along with my wallet, phone, and our passports. My t-shirt was adhered to my skin where my backpack had been. After a long weekend of sightseeing, I was pretty much dead on my feet, and it was a wonder that Molly was still standing at all. In the past half hour, she seemed to have blown past tired into an almost manic state.
Now isn't a great time for a game of I Spy, Molly.
Ekth, she burst out, flinging her arms wide as if she'd just unlocked the secret code to the universe. Molly's speech was still developing. She stumbled over most words with a slight lisp. But we'd done a fair bit of work on her alphabet, hence I Spy.
X? Really?
This was from Freya, my stepdaughter, Molly's older sister. Freya was 15, with the attitude to prove it. It was mid-afternoon on a warm spring day in the French capital, but Freya was wearing a baggy black hoodie over ripped jeans and black canvas shoes with no laces. Her nose was pierced and her nails painted in chipped purple varnish. She spent approximately 99% of her life on her phone.
Gee, I don't know, Molly.
Freya dumped her backpack, also black, and her smartphone in its scuffed Snoopy case into another of the plastic trays, then looked pointedly at the X-ray scanner before giving me enough side-eye to leave scars.
That's a tough one.
Headphones too, I told Freya. Freya groaned and made a show out of removing the headphones from around her neck, dropping them in the tray with the same contempt a prison inmate might show a guard. Before I became the step-parent to a teenager, a time I sometimes look back on with a wistful longing, I had no idea how much disdain could be communicated by a simple groan. This one was pretty mild, considering. Freya liked to save her most withering groans for when I did something truly heinous, like saying hello to one of her friends in public, or asking how her exam revision was going. That was another choice gift that came with parenting.